Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours. Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and juicy stories based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica.
And we're both students attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. You may be asking, where can I go to submit for the next episode? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. In today's episode, we ask you to share one of your craziest dining experiences, whether you had hot soup spilled on you or a waiter cuss you out. And a lot of the submissions this week were pretty interesting, to say the least. But before we get into it, I want to ask my co-host Erica, do you have a crazy dining experience you'd like to share?
Well, actually, this happened kind of recently, and this wasn't anything. I wasn't actually at the restaurant, but I got DoorDash from, I think it's like a Korean barbecue place somewhere, but it's a chain restaurant somewhere in Richmond. And I got like a chicken sandwich because I was really craving one. Like, it was so burnt, and I was so sad because I was so hungry, but it was like black. So,
oh my God.
I sent them a photo, but they didn't let me get a refund. Because I guess I was doing it too much.
Wait, how can you be doing it too much, though?
I'll order food from DoorDash, and then I'll be like, oh, I was allergic to this. So they'll refund you the money, but you still get your food.
You say I normally do this?
So I guess it was karma, because when I actually had to refund it, they didn't let me. So I ate that sandwich. I was sad about it, but I ate it. But
you ate it?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't it was pretty bad. But, like, if you cover with enough sauce, like, I'm telling you, sophomore year wasn't my year. Like, it was a lot. Well, do you have one?
Actually, you know what? Yes. I'm a name drop, too.
Oh, oh.
Do you know 821 Cafe?
Yes. And their food is very, it's a little mediocre. I'm going to be real. I love the inside's cute and everything. It's super cute, but it's a little mediocre.
Okay.
But it's fine.
You know what?
Cute. It's for the vibes.
Before this had happened, I probably wouldn't have agreed with you. But now that this experience that I went through happened, I actually will slander them, like, completely.
Oh, shoot.
I don't care. They gave me food poisoning.
Really?
And
the,
yes, and I
oh
went there.
My God.
I usually don't go there for breakfast. I only went like once for breakfast, but usually when I go there, I get like a chicken sandwich for lunch or dinner or whatever. And I went with my friend after our meeting, so I got myself an omelet, and I started eating it halfway through. I'm like, this does not seem right. Like, this isn't sitting well with me, and my stomach instantly just starts like turning so bad. I think it was maybe like their peppers or like their sour cream or something, I don't know. But after, I mean, I had work that day, so I went to work with my stomach in like knots.
Oh,
and
God.
I ended up throwing up at work and I had to leave. It was terrible.
Oh,
and
God.
My friend that I went to lunch or went to that place with that day, she called 821 Cafe and she was like, yeah, like, you guys should probably watch like your food or like do better, because my friend got food poisoning and she's like dying right now. And they were like, okay,
oh,
sorry.
Damn.
I was like, does this happen often? Is that
yeah.
why you're acting like that? In terms of stomach problems, and I have a lot of them, and that was like, that was the worst. Yes.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
It was,
so that really means that there had to be something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Especially considering that was like the first meal you had that day.
Okay, so let's get into the first submission. This one says, my boyfriend and my family went to dinner at this really nice restaurant, and we've been there before, so we weren't expecting anything crazy. The waitress introduced herself and began taking our order. My mom ordered an appetizer or two for the whole table, which was five people. The waitress said, that's it? That's all you're getting for the whole table?
Damn.
My mom looked at her a bit annoyed, but she kept it pushing. After the appetizer, she took our orders for the main course. My little brother, who is 9 years old, ordered a burger. The waitress asked how he wanted the burger cooked, to which he looked a bit puzzled because he's a child who's only just begun to order for himself. She proceeded to roll her eyes and go, "Pink or no pink," in a rude tone. Mm-hmm. My stepdad calmly told her that my little brother would like that fully cooked. We finished up and paid. After we got our card back, we exited the restaurant and started to walk towards our car. Just as we were about to get to our car, we see our waitress running towards us screaming that we took her book thingy. Parentheses, I forgot what it was called. It's the thing she uses to take her orders.
Yeah, I don't remember close what parentheses. Called.
I don't know either. I'm fully a
checkbook?
Server. Checkbook. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. My mom whipped around in disbelief and started to tell her that she didn't take anything. She continued to yell at us, saying she left it on the table and now it's gone. My mom proceeded to get really angry and yelled something along the lines "Why the f*** would we take your checkbook? It's not our problem. You lost your shit. Get your shit together." Period. I normally would be scolding my mom for fighting with the waiter, but I was ready to square up with that lady for my mom.
That is actually crazy. I get it if you have a bad day, but why would you take it out on other people?
No, right? That's insane. But we do have updates. So the update says my mom did get a $50 gift card from the place because she called and complained.
Well, I guess it's not my money. I would just give it to someone.
Like, this hush money is not going to work on me. Sorry.
True. Exactly. When I was working at my old job and people would complain about, "I'm never coming back here again," I'd be like, okay, good.
Literally.
Like, it doesn't affect me in any way, you not coming here ever again.
Yeah.
All right, we're to the next story. It was the middle of a weekday, a post-lunch rush. My friend invited me to have lunch, so I ordered a sundae. There was a constant sound of remodeling coming from the kitchen. As I scooped into my sundae, I felt something very hard in my mouth. I spit it out and saw a silver curl of metal shaving. Holy crap.
What?
I looked in the sundae and saw a few more. I called over the waiter and said, "Hey, there's metal shavings in my sundae." But instead of, "Oh my gosh, sir, how awful," or even a sympathetic vibe, the waiter looked at me like, "Okay." And then this person says, "Well, maybe I have a sundae without metal shavings in it." And then the waiter says, "You want a free sundae? Huh? That's what you want? Wise guy, you think you can come in here?" And then the rest switched to a language I didn't understand. Perhaps
wow.
Greek.
Oh my gosh.
The manager heard this guy screaming at me and came over to see what the hell was going on. He asked what the problem was about, and the waiter started shouting at him. The manager then shouted back. Soon the two of them were screaming at each other in this language, very heated. Finally, the waiter tossed his serving tray down on the floor, stomped off into the kitchen. Then we heard screaming and shouting in Spanish, followed by horrific crashing noises like someone was fighting or tossing around pots, trays, and all sorts of objects one might find in a commercial kitchen. The manager sincerely apologized and said he would be right back. He went back into the kitchen, where there were more shouting, crashing, and the rest of the wait staff rushed into the kitchen and looked into those tiny little round windows. Eventually, the crashing and shouting stopped. The manager came back out and said, "Hello, listen, I'm very sorry about his behavior. I'm going to comp both of your meals. However, I would like to ask you to leave immediately because I'm about to fire that man and I fear for your safety afterwards."
What?
Oh my god.
Like,
the way it escalated so much. I know, like, the sundae was just the tipping point for him.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the sundae. It was just, it had to be, like, so many other things that, like, boiled up to that happening. 100%. I also, like, I don't think a manager would come out and say, "Oh, you have to leave because I think this man's going to kill you if he gets fired," if it was a girl. Yeah.
Because...
And also, I don't think a girl be acting like that. Like, let's be real. That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, I mean, like, yes, a girl could act like this, but just generally, like, you see more men acting this way compared to women. In no situation is it valid for him to act the way that he did to a customer, a paying customer, who had a valid reason to bring up the fact that he had...
Like, what, you wanted me to drink metal shavings?
Now? Yeah, like, that's not safe.
Yeah,
like,
you could, bro, really want my iron.
Like, for real.
You want to make sure I got some iron in me, yeah.
Yeah, he really cares about you. That's why he was so, like...
That's why he was trying to kill you.
Yeah. Period.
Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week for even more advice. Next episode's topic will be your worst dating stories part 2. You guys love the topic so much, we decided to bring it back. So don't forget to write in. If you guys like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow Revoice Network on Instagram, @Revoice Network. And to submit a response for future episodes, follow @Podline_Revoice, where our Share the Dilemmas Google form lives.
Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.